Let us now turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The topic of my message is Chinese New Year promotes filial piety and parental love. And this is the beginning of Chinese New Year. Therefore, it is appropriate for me to speak on this subject. This subject is based on Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Let us open again our script, our Bible, and read together. It is so little Bible that we know that every time the Bible text is referred to, we will want to turn to it even again and again. Let us read together. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, thou mayest live long on the earth. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. To live long on the earth. Let me ask you the question, how long do you want to live on the earth? An old member of Life Church told me sincerely, 65 years is enough for me. Life is a hard struggle. Well, the Lord let him live up to 75. He's Mr. Quick Kau Mo, the son of Reverend Quek Keng Hoon, who was my pastor in Prinsep Street. Incidentally, Reverend Quek Keng Hoon's nephew is Reverend Quek Hiok Chiang, my good friend. And he is just come to 90. But he always told me, I would like to live up to 100. But I happen to have told him, I am at 95. But since I am 5 years younger than he, when the time comes, both of us will go hand in hand to heaven. And we had a good laugh together. Today is Chinese New Year's Day, and Chinese New Year affects China most of all. There are millions and millions of Chinese. Like an army on the move to return home to visit their parents once a year to eat the last meal of the 29th or 30th night and to wish their parents well the next morning. Some of them travel back as far south as Yunnan Province, which is next to Burma, and some of them travel back from the west as far as Tibet. The parents who bless them with monetary gift. But if the parents are aged, then it is the reverse, the turn of the children to give them an ang pao. Christians can follow this custom that is kept by Chinese New Year. Indeed, Chinese New Year promotes filial piety and parental love, according to Ephesians. Interestingly, Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 4 teaches what we practice at Chinese New Year. Now, why do we worship at 9 a.m. so early this morning and to finish by 10 o'clock? It is for the purpose that we may go and pay respects to our aged parents. In my case, people cannot pay me respect. It is the other way around. The delight is double when they pay you, aged parent, and your daughter in-law will follow your son and also give you an ang pao to make it two. Well, that's my case, for which I remember. On the other hand, let us not forget the younger ones to give them an ang pao each. That's why you see so many children around Chinese New Year. But whether children or not, even for servants, for those who work for us, let us never disappoint them who deserve an ang pao from you. Only once a year. If we have aged parents, we might gather in a big brother's house and spend the get-together with the rest of the family. This will promote good relationships. But sometimes we miss one or two of the smaller families that they do not come because they are at odds with the rest of the family. Not all families are peaceful. And so we pray that this will not happen. At Chinese New Year, in our Christian circles, we may see even the extension of the whole church, inasmuch as the members would come and we invite them. Now in Singapore, we enjoy 2 days of Chinese New Year vacation this year. When Chinese New Year falls on a Sunday, which is a holiday, the vacation is extended to Tuesday, January 31st. An enthusiastic Christian husband with his equally zealous wife make it a point to invite me, the pastor, to preach an anniversary message requested by the ladies with a fellowship lunch thereafter. Doesn't it seem to us, Chinese New Year is more than promoting filial piety and parental love? God will surely bless such a large-hearted home. The joy of sharing Christian fellowship is such joy that you cannot experience anywhere. It is the first joy we receive out of heaven. Is it so? In the Johnsung revival, it was so wonderful to see friends were saved at the same meeting. It is a joy out of heaven. But the world does not know this. So as for me, I must specially prepare my anniversary message and tell about my excitement beforehand to my brothers and sisters. Remember Tuesday morning, 11 a.m., January the 31st. And the title of my message to be given at that time is The Role of a Mother in a Christian Home. Because I've written a book, the title is Son of a Mother's Vow. So you see, Chinese New Year comes handy to promote Christian filial piety and parental love. And also to bring blessing to the whole church as the enthusiastic couple have done, as I have mentioned. Don't you agree with me? Amen and amen.